the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, June the 10th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump declares victory in negotiations with Mexico, but says he could still return to tariffs. Also on our Monday rundown, we'll take you to a state where salaried workers could soon get overtime, and New Mexico expands cannabis options to treat opioid addiction. Now our top story, President Trump and his acting Homeland Security Secretary Sunday defended their new agreement with the Mexican government to curb migration at the southern border. The Washington Post reports they were in effect striking back at Democratic critics, including accusations that at least some parts of that deal predated Trump's recent tariff threats. On Twitter, Trump said New Mexico was not being cooperative on the border before the deal reached Friday. Now he said, "I have full confidence, especially after speaking to their president yesterday, that they will be very cooperative and want to get the job properly done." The Post adds that Trump said he could move to reimpose the tariffs if Mexico doesn't follow through on its promises. Some aspects of the deal remain to be announced. Trump said one in particular will be announced at the appropriate time. And salaried workers in Washington state who log long hours on the job soon could be eligible for overtime. Eric Teganoff explains.
The Department of Labor and Industries has proposed raising the threshold for overtime pay for the first time in more than four decades. Currently, any salaried worker making more than $23,660 a year is exempt from overtime pay laws. That threshold is less than the annual pay for someone working a full-time job on the state's minimum wage. Economic Opportunity Institute Policy Director Marilyn Watkins says as the law stands now, bosses can make salaried employees work 50 to 60 hours a week without costing the company any additional money for overtime.
So you're losing out both on income for your family, but also the ability to have some control of your time and the ability to spend time with your family for rest or personal time.
The income threshold would increase at different rates, with a lower threshold for small businesses and a higher one for larger companies, until it reaches nearly $80,000 a year for all employees in 2026. At that time, the new rule would cover more than 250,000 workers. Opponents believe the measure goes too far and say the state should wait for the federal government's rule on this.
An update to this rule would guarantee that salaried workers have access to leave. Public comment is open on the overtime rule at the Department of Labor and Industries website through September the 6th. Volunteers and organizations across the state of Ohio stepping up to help care for some of the state's most vulnerable residents. Mary Sherman has our report.
County probate courts are tasked with appointing a guardian when a family member is unwilling or unable to care for an incompetent adult, and without enough funding to pay guardians, courts have relied heavily on probate lawyers and volunteers. The Central Ohio Area Agency on Aging's Volunteer Guardian Program matches volunteers with nursing home patients who need someone to manage their care. Malcolm Tanksley has been a volunteer for 18 years.
Some people can't get outside the nursing home, so you want to do everything you can to make them feel good. The most rewarding part is knowing that they know somebody cares. Somebody's there for them, somebody that will make sure that they're taken care of, and in a sense, they trust you.
About 47,000 Ohio adults were under a guardian's care at the end of 2017, and that population is likely to grow, as the number of Ohioans over 65 is projected to increase 50% from 2010 to 2030. This story was produced with original reporting from Katie Ellington for Eye on Ohio, the Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism, and is funded in part by the Ohio News Media Foundation and the George Gunn Foundation, and produced in association with Media in the Public Interest.
Opioid use disorder tops a list of several new qualifying conditions for people in New Mexico who want to enroll in the state's medical cannabis program. Here's Ross Brown.
David Morgan with the Department of Health says New Mexico has reduced its drug overdose mortality rate from second in the nation to 17th. He says the health department believes expanding the qualifying conditions for cannabis use could help continue the state's downward trend.
We are hoping that being able to add opioid use disorder as a qualifying condition to the medical cannabis program can help further mitigate drug overdose deaths in the state.
At least eight other states, including California, recognize opioid dependency as a qualifying condition that some choose to treat using medical marijuana.
And finally, Dan Hyman reports this spring renewable sources for a time generated more U.S. electricity than coal. That's according to federal figures.
The numbers fluctuate day to day, but last April, for the first time recorded by the Energy Information Agency, renewables put more power into the nation's grid than coal-fired plants. House Delegate Evan Hansen says wind and solar have been booming for years. He says there are now about 250,000 solar jobs in the U.S., but Hansen says West Virginia is missing out because of state policies.
If you look at the states that border West Virginia, there are thousands of solar-related jobs. But in West Virginia, there's only a couple hundred. And the reason for that is our policies. It's not that we have less sunlight.
Coal's allies have leaned on the history and traditional importance of mining to the region, and they're arguing that coal is more reliable. The EIA predicts renewables will provide almost one-fifth of the nation's electricity next year.
I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.